Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of Stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism sounds kinda gloomy, right? Trust me, it's not about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using them as fuel to live a more intentional and fulfilling life. And speaking of living intentionally, let's talk about something that trips us all up sometimes. Social situations. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you find yourself overreacting in moments that could have been handled with grace and poise? Well, my friends, today we're diving into the world of emotional intelligence, the secret sauce to navigating those tricky social waters with confidence and clarity. So, what are some key takeaways from the Stoic Wisdom Playbook? First off, self-awareness is your superpower. It's about truly understanding your own emotions, what triggers them, how they manifest physically and mentally, and how you react in different situations. Think of it like tuning into your internal weather report. Are you feeling sunny and optimistic, or are storm clouds gathering? The more aware you are of your emotional state, the better equipped you are to manage it. Next up, empathize with others. Imagine stepping into their shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say or do, but it does mean understanding their motivations and where they're coming from. It builds bridges of connection and creates space for genuine understanding. Now, here's a Stoic gem. Control what you can control. You can't always control other people's actions or reactions, but you can control your own responses. When someone says something that triggers you, take a deep breath, pause before reacting impulsively, and choose a response that aligns with your values and goals. Remember, it's about being the calm in the storm, not getting swept away by the waves. Another powerful tool, active listening. It's more than just hearing words. It's about truly engaging with what someone is saying, paying attention to their tone, body language, and unspoken emotions. Show them you're present by making eye contact, nodding, and asking clarifying questions. This demonstrates respect and creates a safe space for honest communication. Finally, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, stumble, and say things we regret. Instead of beating yourself up over it, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Learn from your missteps, forgive yourself, and move forward with grace. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into a networking event feeling nervous and unsure how to connect with people. You might feel tempted to cling to familiar faces or avoid eye contact altogether. But what if you applied these Stoic principles? Take a moment to ground yourself, acknowledging your nerves without letting them control you. Look around, engage with people's energy, genuinely listen to their stories, and offer sincere compliments. See the situation as an opportunity to learn and grow. You might be surprised by how confident and connected you feel. Remember, developing emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress, and keep practicing these principles in your daily interactions. It's about building resilience, fostering meaningful connections, and navigating the social world with intention and authenticity. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves and others, and remember, even a small act of kindness can ripple outwards and create positive change in the world. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. See you on the next episode. Keep shining, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.